When I first discovered house music, let's see. But okay, let me try to think right quick. I think I was at a house party probably and checking out some vibes and saying, oh man, what's that? And they were saying, oh, this is some of that warehouse vibe. And I went down there to check it out and I was like, yeah, this is cool. But the main thing that I grasped from just being there was the unification in the party, how everybody, you know, seemed like they was on one accord. You know, everybody was there, you know, like one unit, you know, and all embracing each other and the music, you know. Music Box and so many other clubs, huh? And even over here in England, what was this, the Shoom and Rip parties, Confusion parties. So it goes back a long, long way, this whole house thing, you know, and me and being there and involved and enjoying the feeling. And my first experience, huh, that's what we were getting at, huh? You know, that's so fun, but the most important DJs at that in that early stage was definitely Frankie Knuckles and Ron Hardy and Larry Levan. Those were like the three inspirations for me coming up in the system, you know. I know it was many other great DJs back in that period as well, you know, and all due respect to all of them. But those are the main three that I actually had a close rapport with, where, you know, I've been to their house, they've been to my house, and, you know, we've been in touch with each other's, like, from a brotherly perspective, you know. So that's why I probably focus on, you know, mentioning those three brothers often in the system, you know, because I've had personal conversations with them, you know, where I've seen them outside of their artist kind of persona, you know. I've seen them just ordinary, you know, where they were relaxed. Disco for me, and you know, some of the break type material, definitely out of the disco era, the disco period. A lot of guys got inspired from a lot of the disco tracks that Ron Hardy and Frankie Knuckles were playing in Chicago. That's where they generated their ideas, and they would buy the sample units to the drum machines, the 303, 707, 909, 808s. It was a simplified way for them to produce rhythms in a, you know, from a cheap format. They couldn't afford to go into studios and pay for the kind of productions that they were hearing on those disco tracks, but they could come up with little formulas, you know, that made them feel good. And it's always been about, you know, trying to create something that makes you feel good in return, you know. Hopefully it'll make others feel good, and, you know, we'll be right back.
push this whole house system forward. Yeah.